Happy Vinyl Record Day.
We'll suggest what to listen for in judging good sound.
So if you want to discover all the great music of the 70s, which a lot of kids are into classic rock today, why not listen to it in its purest original form?
Excuse me, the record's stuck. The record's stuck.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on the abs, Mickey! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Today is National Milkman Day.
Is that milk?
Milkman.
The milkman cometh.
Not that milk. That milk.
The milkman's come back.
Milk?
Oh, look, here comes the milkman.
Oh, we have a milkman.
Milk, 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 milk.
Happy
milk.
National Milkman Day.
Milkman extraordinaire.
Got milk?
Ask the milkman to fill the tub with milk.
It's showtime.
Did he say milkman? Milk? Milk? Oh, milkman. The National Milkman Day. Hi there. Do we even have milkmen? I never see those little trucks driving around the neighborhood anymore. I don't know. Anyway, hi, it's The Mike Show. Tuesday edition. So darned happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. You can also get us on the Alexa device.
Hello!
Yep. How does it work? Well, you just enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And it's our 24/7 365 channel of great modern alternative and some really cool vintage tracks, new music while it's still new, and that runs all the time. And we're the morning show, or the mid-morning show, on Radio 434. Live between 8-ish and 11-ish. You can also catch our podcast. So we take the live show and we repack it into a full-length podcast. And that usually drops around noon or so after the live show. And you can get that on Alexa really easily, even easier than the full channel. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also find the Mike Show VA podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcast. You can even go to our website, Radio434.com, and click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find the link to the podcast. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes that are on there since we've been repacking the live show that we do every single day, Monday through Friday. Since, I don't know, years and years and years, it's about 240 or so episodes each year. So you do the math. I don't have that many fingers and toes. All right. Coming up on today's broadcast, it is the Tuesday edition. We should get a visit from Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. And Mr. Bill Bodine, not over there. Is Bill in the green room? No? Bill in the blue room? How about the red room?
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Or he could be in the brown room.
In the butt talk.
No, that's not what I meant. Anyway, it's painted brown. So we've got that. We've got five. Of course, we're going to get smart with your five random facts. Of course, we're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you. Happy National Middle Child Day. So if you're middle child, or if you are a middle child and you're also a milkman, I mean, you got it made today. So we've got a recent poll, a recent survey about the middle child and how many of us are a middle child. I'm not. I'm the youngest. I'm the baby. And we'll tell you how the middle child works, okay? And we've got a top list to go with that. Top great things about being the middle child. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Attention helicopter parents. Now you can protect your little snowflake from every bump, scrape, or childhood trauma you ever experienced. Parentco presents the all-new Life Helmet.
It's like a bike helmet, but you wear it all the time.
This is embarrassing.
From the same minds that got rid of class valedictorians and winners in kids' sports, finally a product that will truly leave your kid completely unprepared for the real world.
Oh, you going outside? Don't forget your Life Helmet.
I'm only going to get the mail.
Oh, well then you'll need your bubble wrap suit.
Life Helmet protects your kid from really dangerous everyday events like getting out of bed or waiting for the bus.
You are not going to make me wear that to school.
The new Life Helmet. Hardware for your kid's software.
I was the most popular kid in school, and now there's this.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. Let me take your picture for Facebook.
Life Helmet, endorsed by overprotective moms everywhere.
Yep. It's the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. So we've got this. Today, in addition to other things, today is National Middle Child Day. So if you are a middle child, I don't care. No, I'm just kidding. I'm the youngest. So, of course, I have two older brothers, and the middle kid is closest in age to me by like 3.5 years. He's 3.5 years older, but he was the middle kid. And middle kids, they do not get a break at all. They just don't. So let's read some of this. A recent poll found a third of us are the middle child, or at least somewhere in the middle. 30% are the oldest, 32% are in the middle, 26% are the youngest, and 12% are an only child. Is that how middle child works? If you're the fourth or fifth kids, do you consider yourself a middle child? Or is only the third kid in the middle? I don't know. I'm not good at math. Obviously, all those siblings don't always get along. Yeah. And a new poll found 1 in 4 people are estranged from at least one brother or sister. Yep. Siblings are the family member we're most likely to say we've cut ties with. But it's partly because some of us have lots of them. If you've got 6 siblings, there's a decent chance that there's 1 or 2 that you just don't like. Here's some more statistics. 24% are estranged from at least one of their siblings. Parents are next at 16%. Here are the top 5 reasons we've cut ties with brothers or sisters. Personality conflicts, so you just don't vibe. Lies or betrayal, they were dishonest or didn't have your back. Manipulative behavior, like guilt tripping you or always playing the victim. Conflict with other family members, maybe you've broken off into 2 rival groups. And then conflicting values or lifestyles. Politics is the most common reason there. The good news is people were more likely than not to say they'd be willing to reconcile with an estranged sibling. 45% said they would. 29% said no way. The rest aren't sure. So with that, what is this? Oh, we've got sound?
Today is National Middle Child Day.
Oh, there's Seth Meyers.
And appropriately, it won't get any attention.
That's about right. All right. So with that, that brings us our top list. Happy Middle Child Day. In honor of every family's most invisible member, enjoy today's list. It's our top list today. Top great things about being the middle child. All right. Here we go. Number one. You get your own bedroom. Well, technically it's the attic, but it's all yours, bud. Top great things about being the middle child. There's no pressure to get a hit during Little League games since your parents never come. Top great things about being the middle child. If the Disneyland ride only seats four, guess who's sitting with strangers? Top great things about being the middle child. You learn to respond to different names like you, that kid. Wait, what's your name again? My mom would add an extra name into when she got so mad and frustrated with us. She would name off all the kids, and she would throw in a Mark. We didn't have a brother Mark. There was no Mark in our family, and that we know of, right? Back to the top list. Top great things about being the middle child. You become a good photographer since you're always asked to take the pictures of the rest of the family. Top great things about being the middle child. Living off table scraps builds character. If you want a puppy, all you have to do is ask your parents. They'll say no, but, you know, all you have to do is ask. Top great things about being a middle child. If someone cuts the hair off your younger sister's Barbie, mom and dad immediately blame your older brother since they forgot you exist. There you go. It's the Mike Show. It's the, it's Tuesday. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Hello, I'm Dr. Rick Jaminette. Moms-to-be, your body is amazing, but pregnancy can bring aches, pains, and even a breech baby. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're specially trained in the Webster technique, a gentle, safe way to help turn breech babies naturally and make pregnancy more comfortable. Feel better, sleep easier, and prepare your body for a smoother delivery. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 239-9077 or visit timberlakechiropractic.com and discover the natural way to care for you and your baby.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. It's National Middle Child Day, which means most people are just going to ignore it. Today is National Vinyl Record Day. So come on, get in the groove. A man in Italy survived 2 days with a crossbow arrow in his head. And yes, police describe him as
a wild and crazy guy.
Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits turned 76 today. He marked the occasion with a new song, The Walker of Life. And AOL is getting rid of its dial-up internet service. At least that's what it says on this fax I just received.
This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. I'm so happy that you could join us. Taking a look at Tower Camp position number 4. Looking at the river. There it is. All right, coming up, we are going to get so much smarter-est with 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go. We don't know what you do. Please don't tell us. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back wherever you happen to be, somebody is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. All right. I don't know who needs to hear this, because, you know, I think it's pretty common sense if you know how mommies work, okay? But I'll say it anyway. This is number 1. Cows don't automatically make milk. They have to have a calf first. I mean, right? Anybody that knows anything about mommying understands you gotta have a baby first to make milk. Anyway, number 2. Will Smith's part in Men in Black was originally offered to David Schwimmer. Thank God he turned it down. Number 3. There were more than 61 million people using pagers in 1994. That number is down to about 2 million today. It's mostly in hospitals. Number 4. Want to know what Nazis and nachos have in common? Well, they both come, the word Nazi and nacho, both come from the same Latin word.
Ignatius.
Ignatius, all right. In German, Ignatius evolved into the name Ignaz, which was shortened to Nazi and became a generic term for German peasants before it was taken over by the Nazi Party. Now, in Mexico, Ignatius became the name Ignacio, and that was the first name of the chef who created nachos. So there you go, full circle. Now I'm hungry. And then number 5. Movies and TV shows that feature time travel are banned in China.
Hello.
Hi. So don't bring your box set of Quantum Leap with you on your next vacation to Beijing. And those are your 5 random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
Yep.
Ignatius.
It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It is called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, Jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
So why don't we just open it up, shall we? It's our audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, so AOL announced this week that it will be discontinuing its dial-up service next month. How are we going to get on the interwebs? Let's see if we can connect right now, real quick. I mean, before they shut it down, we gotta download things, and as many as we can. Guess we're going to have to upgrade. I know it's going to connect. I hope. Mom, don't pick up the other extension.
You've got mail.
There we go. All right, let's check the mail. So, they announced this week it'll be discontinuing its dial-up service next month. Many are surprised it actually still existed, but this is not good news for Grandma.
Grandma lost her AOL connection. Dialing up since 1993. Soon she'll have no way to bet on football or slowly download Jell-O recipes. She was the queen of senior chat rooms, breaking hearts from sea to sea. Now all she does is watch for reindeer, but I'm sure that they exceed her download speed. Grandma lost her AOL connection.
Yep.
Dialing up since
now, 1993. Their service is done on September 30th. AOL had 1.5 million dial-up users in 2015, but in 2021 it plummeted to the low thousands. AOL originally launched its dial-up service in 1991, meaning it will be 34 years old when it's finally shut down next month. Does anybody remember the stacks of free AOL discs everywhere? At stores, in the mall, inside magazines. They even included the AOL discs in boxes of cereal. Anyway. All right. Stories keep popping up in the news about people believing there are bodies floating in waterways, only to find out that they are discarded inflatable love dolls. I said inflatable love dolls.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. So that's no way to say goodbye to your blow-up babe, all right?
Are you bored with your bedroom buddy? Is your silicone sweetheart more dusty than dirty? Then it's time to let go at DollCycle, the world's first sex doll recycling center. From high-end silicone stunners to vintage vinyl vixens, we take your gently or not-so-gently loved dolls and give them a new purpose, responsibly and discreetly. Some are reborn as lampshades with a surprised look, key rings that tighten around your finger, even a beach bag with three strangely familiar looking pockets. Eco-friendly and carbon neutral, because no latex lover deserves a landfill farewell. call 1-800-HUMP-DUMP or visit dollcycle.com.
Good Lord.
Doll Cycle, we turn your ex into next.
That's a great 1-800 number. All right. This woman, here's a viral video. This woman placed a card in her MacBook and closed it. When she opened it, the screen was cracked. She and others have learned that this can happen if you store paper inside your laptop.
I just opened up my laptop to the biggest jump scare of the century. When I put it on my bed, it was cracked. So I had this card placed inside my laptop with the screen closed. And apparently the pressure from this piece of paper internally cracked my screen. I would have never thought that that could happen because I feel like I've put a piece of paper when I'm writing notes. Am I an idiot? Is that common knowledge that you can't put a piece of paper in there?
No, so apparently the closing measurements are so exact that if you put something inside and close the lid, it could damage your screen. Huh. All right. Let's see. What is this? A new study shows that 55% of Americans sometimes skip lunch to get more work done. On top of that, we can also forget to eat lunch an average of 2 days a week.
SML! Forgot my lunch!
Here's something. The new world's ugliest dog. Let me find a picture of this. Now, this is from the Today Show. I don't want to do the ad block thing. Here, no, I'm not releasing my ad block. I guess we can't show it to you. Let's see if I can Google it. World's ugliest dog, 2025. Is there a picture? Is there a picture? Aw, he's cute. No, he's cute. Why would anybody say that that's ugly? He's adorable. Here, this is... Let me share this real quick. Sorry, listeners, but go on over to our Facebook page, at The Mike Show VA, to view this. He is beautiful. It's a bulldog named Petunia. I guess it might be a girl. Okay. Yeah, it's probably a girl. Well, anyway, where's the sound? We got sound on this. Is a hairless French bulldog mix. She is adorable. The contest takes place in Santa Rosa, California, and raises awareness and importance of adoption for dogs. Here's the owner of Petunia, Shannon Nyman, and one of the judges of the competition, Gaddy Schwartz, from the on the Today Show, talking about the winner.
She's feeling great.
Yes.
She loves all the attention. She loves all the humans petting her.
Like, some people were like, she looks like my grandpa. She kind of looks like she's been hitting the creatine a lot, too. She's really jacked.
Yes, yeah.
She's a mix between Yoda. She's a mix between a hippo, a bat.
Even a wonky dog is deserved to be loved.
Yes.
And that's what we prefer to call them, not ugly wonky.
Oh, she's beautiful. She is. Let's see. What else? We going to a comedian? I think we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Which one? Let's do this one. Jim Brewer talks about a radio promotion his kids told him about.
Dad, there's this place right here in New Jersey. It's called Great Adventure Safari Park. It's a safari, but you take your car and you drive through the zoo. And the animals are wild. It's like being on a real safari, but with your car. And it's free with a can of Pepsi. You bring a can of Pepsi, it's totally free.
You heard that wrong.
Can we go? Can we go? We're going in the car. We got a case of Pepsi. They had a case of Pepsi. If it's free with a can of Pepsi, right? Since we got a case, shouldn't we be able to just drive round and round?
No, that's not how it works. Well, I'm going to ask them. All right, well, you do that. Pull up. She's at the ticket booth. She's like, welcome to Great Adventure Safari Park. It is $89.99 per person. Look at the kids. Are you kidding me? Unless you got a can of Pepsi, then it's free. which now all three kids look at me and go, Hold on a second. It's free with a can of Pepsi. Yep, it's our radio promotion. Are the animals alive? My daughter goes, ask them about the case of Pepsi. I'm like, oh, you got a case of Pepsi, then you can drive around and around.
All right, that is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly, but firmly, maybe vigorously and attentively, give it a tug. Thank you. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get, even more stupider than we usually are with your stupid criminals in .news and some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Do, do, do. Oh, hi there. Time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. All right. There are people who rely on booze to take the edge off, especially during extremely stressful situations. But this is next level and just horrible. A 51-year-old man in Tennessee named DeCarlo Pitchford shot his wife last month. I said he... And said, "I told you to stop playing with me," end quote. That was his quote. That's what he told her. He shot her in the abdomen. She needed medical attention, so he drove her to the hospital, but he took his own damn sweet time and even stopped for beer on the way. He was charged with second-degree attempted murder, domestic assault, and felon in possession of a firearm. There's no word on his wife's condition, but she's been cooperating with the police, so she survived the attack at least. Then there's this. There's good news in the world, and we like to share this during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Lifeguards near Columbus, Ohio, left their post at a public pool to save two people drowning in a nearby stream. A mom and her 7-year-old son were struggling in 12 to 15 feet of water. The lifeguards heard them yelling for help, scaled a fence, and saved them both. Here is the 18-year-old manager of Patasca Pool, Caden Ross, talking about how he helped save their lives.
There's a water hole down there about, it's probably 12 to 15 feet deep, and I see her actively drowning. I jump in the water, and I save the mother, and I bring her to the log, and then she tells me my boy's under there. Another guy came, and he sees the little boy's feet. I tried to determine if he was breathing. I gave him two rescue breaths, and then I began doing CPR. As I was doing CPR, stuff started to come out of his mouth, which is usually a good sign. It wasn't even at our pool, you know, like we ran and had to get in a creek, and that it was a life or death situation.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they have the Hill City Slide. It is a fundraiser for the United Way. That's August 22nd through the 24th. You can get your tickets at hillcityslide.com. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Now, where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.